Okay, I'm with Nick Taylor, Chief Executive at the Peace Centre here in Warrington. Nick, you've just given the report at the annual general meeting, and again, the issue of the funding for the Survivors for Peace programme has come up. You've highlighted that you're still uncertain of the funding for the future, despite promises and pledges that have been made in government, and the money runs out at the end of March, which is only a few weeks away. Can you sort of clarify exactly what the situation is for us?
Yeah, I mean, all of our funding for our big projects is difficult because it's only been given for 1 year period, and Survivors for Peace was given funding direct from the top of government at the beginning of April last year for a 12-month period. It employs three people. It's an iconic project that essentially is there to support victims of terrorism in the United Kingdom, of which we have about 500 on the database, so it's absolutely vital. The issue at the moment is we've been given reassurance right from the Treasury that there'll be no problem, that we'll be getting that funding. But as yet, there's been absolutely no sign of any agreements or negotiations or the person who's actually been given that job to look at the funding, being the Ministry of Justice, actually engaging with us to do that.
So how frustrating is that? Because people's jobs are on the line, surely.
Well, I think the frustration for the work we do, 2014 has been just the worst year that we can in memory since the Second World War, in terms of the amount of violent conflict in this world, the amount of terrorism that we've experienced, and the amount of people who are at risk and the people who are victims. We've had more people than ever before coming to see us, referring in. All of our projects are oversubscribed. And yet, against that background, we're throwing lots of money at military options, defence options, dropping bombs on people from 30,000 feet, security options. And this one project is still needing funding. So it is frustrating. And we're calling on the government to now sit up, take notice, and actually fund us for 3 to 5 years, not 1 year. And let's get this project sorted once and for all.
What sort of figures are we talking about?
This project costs £150,000 a year, which is absolutely nothing in the scheme of what we're actually spending. We're spending millions, if not billions, as a country and as a nation on actually protecting ourselves and pursuing terrorism and also taking security options, all of which we have to accept as a reality. But we really believe prevention is better than cure. We also believe that when these things happen, you've actually got to go out there and support and help those people that have been affected. This very centre was set up in Warrington after the bombing almost 22 years ago, set up by one of the families, the Parry family. And really, you know, they started this and they showed the way that they didn't want this to happen to anybody else. They wanted people to get the support they deserved and the assistance they deserved. That's what we created here. We've got to keep that going.
How are you keeping the team motivated when the money could literally still run out at the end of March?
Well, we're very confident that that this cannot happen. It's not an optimism that I think is misplaced. It's something that we have to be positive about because we've got to believe in what we do here. Terrorism is worse than ever. War is worse than ever. And our people are at risk. The people of the United Kingdom, whether they're working abroad, travelling abroad, whether they're just going about their normal day's duties. We know how much risk that we face in this modern world. And ours is the only organisation in the UK that's there to support people that get caught up in these events. So we're absolutely confident that we get cross-party support. What we've got to do now is get the civil servants to move and to actually make sure that we get the grant agreements in place and then get this programme rolling again.
Do you think a lot of it, the frustration and the delay and waiting to hear, is down to red tape?
I do think so. I think these are difficult times. I think government does have to be careful in where it spends its money, but this is a real investment. The cost, in terms of the cost of, if you like, social health and welfare costs to look after people who've been hurt in terrorist incidents, it's just off the scale. And the work we can do here is to help people find their normal lives. So actually, it's a massive saving to us as a country. So yes, it is red tape, but that red tape has got to be broken through because we need this funding.
And make it sustainable.
Absolutely. 3 to 5 years is what we're saying. We need that long-term view so that we can actually invest and take these projects forward.
Okay, Nick, well, good luck with that and keep up the good work.
Thank you.